What you know about rolling down in the deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean.
Maybe you should have done the whole Jason Kelce luchador mask thing in the press box. Little retrospective thinking, but it might have been the boost that the Toronto Maple Leafs and the crowd at Scotiabank needed to see Carlo Koliakovo tarps off next to Brian Hayes and Chris Johnston and Mark Masters, who look on in abject horror with your luchador.
I would never
mask.
Be allowed back.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
But game four, maybe there's an opportunity. Let's welcome in our man, James Duthie, the host of many things here at TSN, including the Maple Leafs panel post games. Last night, JD, I mean, not the best performance from the Leafs. They lose 4-2 to the Boston Bruins. But how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
You know, when they call me and put me on hold and I listen to you, I picked it up right as you were saying that sentence about Carlo tops off. And I thought, my heart stopped because I thought you were saying that it happened.
No. I'm pretty sure it would have gone viral on social media. Carlo Koliakovo was waving his shirt with a...
Tell you one thing, James. We were joking with Steve Simmons, who was sitting beside us in the press box, and obviously he was a topic of conversation yesterday leading into the game because of the Toronto Sun front page. And we jokingly said if Mitch Marner would have scored yesterday and he would have led this team to victory, that we were going to take a photo giving the middle finger to Steve Simmons. To his face. But could you imagine if I was the guy with my shirt off be saying, yeah, this is all you, Steve. He did it for you.
Well, I mean, years ago, on one of the Leafs' first runs, we were in the box, and it might have been O's first time in the press box, you know, as a media guy. And you know, the reason people love him so much, the reason they love you guys, is the passion, right? And he was living and dying with every Leafs shift. And there are some old school reporters who, you know, you're taught in journalism school, no cheering from the press box. And I think that's fine for me or, you know, a writer. O is not, you know, he's not a journalist per se. He's a commentator. And so somebody came up and said, hey, no cheering in the press box. And I wanted to single-handedly destroy this person, who I will not name. So a long-standing hockey reporter, not Steve Simmons. And I don't think O's ever forgotten it. But you know, I have no problem with that. It's ridiculous, by the way. If you go in, I've been to enough opposing arenas and Stanley Cup finals that usually the home team's, quite often the home team's TV crew gets the boot for the playoffs. So they're sitting in there watching the game. And almost every single one of them is cheering passionately and, you know, yelling at the refs just like they're fans, except they're sitting in box. So O is certainly not alone in all of that.
But, was that the same year they played the Boston Bruins? I remember you were sitting beside him, and you were taking those videos of him.
Yeah, it might have been. That's right.
Yeah.
I was posting them. Because, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, I would see it. I think you'd probably the same hockey reporter would come and chastise you for going tarps off, Carlo. But I want to go on the record as saying I'm 100% in favor of it.
Oh man, I just don't know how the TSN bosses would feel about that.
Just well, you might like be fired. But I'm just
I know. But AK, how about if we suggest this, just one thing? We talk about the home record for the Maple Leafs. It's 1-6 in the last two seasons. Mm-hmm. And we always have fun about this luchador mask and how it just keeps people in good moods. And maybe that's what the Scotiabank Arena needs, just people in better moods so that they can be louder. What if instead of handing out those rally towels, the Maple Leafs put a luchador Toronto Maple Leafs colored theme on everyone's seat so that When people come to the game, they're throwing the luchador mask. Now, not only does everybody look the same, it's intimidating for the opposing
team.
It's
terrifying. Brad Marchand will look into the crowd and be horrified. He just
wait a minute, where am I? The WWE?
Rey Mysterio, 19,800 Rey Mysterio in the crowd. I think you're onto something. We need to call Bulkamania to
right?
and have that ready.
Give everybody a luchador mask.
You know, it's tough, and I know you guys have already been talking about Joe Bowen's tweet last night, and it is tough to watch in contrast to all of the other scenes in the playoffs, like almost all of them, I think. You know, particularly the Winnipegs and Vancouvers and
Carolinas.
Pretty much almost every scene in the league, essentially. And it's nothing new. I heard Brian Hayes analyzing it. I thought he did a good job last night that there is somewhat, you can understand the Leafs fan after all the frustrations of the years that they are sort of waiting for something and they've been hurt and wounded so many times, but I still don't think that excuses it. And it's just a bad look just because TV cameras only capture the lower bowl, and there are awesome fans in there, and they did go nuts certain times last night, like with a couple of the hits, but just from the TV perspective, you only see always those first 15 rows, and it's just such a stark contrast with the rest of the league, frankly, in a playoff situation. But I don't know how you do anything about it except, you know, win, first of all, and play ridiculously exciting hockey, and that would certainly help, but it's a tough look.
Get the luchador mask, so that would be my solution. But I'll be honest with you, James, I was in the building last night with AK, and it did not feel like a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
It didn't look like it at all, like the first period, just, you know, watching from where we were at TSN. It's like I said, it's a tough watch. And I think it's not the reason they've lost, what is it, 7 of 8?
6 of 7.
Yes.
Okay, whatever it is, the last playoff games at home. It's not the reason, but it might be a reason. You can't tell me that, you know, those scenes in other rinks don't give teams a, whatever it is, a 2%, 3% boost. And that's sometimes in a tight game, in a tight series like this, can be the difference. So I don't think it will be the reason the Leafs lose if they lose, but it's a reason. It's a little reason. And like I said, I'm neutral on all of this and watching these games, but I'd be as upset as Joe Bowen was and you were and a lot of Leaf fans who are watching at home were.
So I'm curious to know, I didn't get a chance to watch the TSN post-game coverage with you and the panel. Well, I was on the train on the way home.
Well, maybe you record it. There's devices now.
I've been watching it on no volume this morning on SportsCenter on repeat because I'm doing the radio show, but what was the reaction from the panel?
The panel's actually better no volume, even if you are home. You know, because we look good, but, you know, not always coherent.
So we've talked about the power play. We've talked about Marchand. What was the feeling from the panel with yesterday's loss?
Well, Marty didn't like Samsonov. As great as Samsonov was on some of those early saves, that kick save early in the game I thought was spectacular and a couple of breakaways. But no matter what the situation, the first goal, which...
Can't go in.
It can't go in. You know, we talked about... I think there was consensus that probably should have been a penalty on Matthews. I don't think... you know, on the telecast, they were going on and on about the Marchand Bertuzzi thing should have been blown down for
coincidental. For,
yeah, but I don't know. I think they were just kind of going back and forth. Maybe Marchand tripped him at the end. Maybe Bertuzzi dove. I really didn't have a problem with that. I think the Matthews thing there's probably a valid case for, but it doesn't matter because they weren't called and play continued, and that was a weak goal to give up. But you just, you know, my overall feeling from these three games is they do look like a different team. They are more competitive. There's, you know, a little more grit in there. I like the effort. There's so many, I do think they look more like a playoff team. I like what Bertuzzi does. I think Domi's been good, but there's still always that something missing. It's the special teams that lets you down, or it's a weak goal like that that lets you down, or, you know, maybe they're not. Obviously, I think the Nylander absence is now starting to be really felt. Right now, we're three games in here, and you go, you need this guy. You need, you know, Marner's assist last night was great. That's not the end. Really do much after that. I didn't, even though Matthews is probably still one of, if not the best Leafs, he wasn't, I didn't feel like he had sort of the extra he had in game two. And that's fair. You're not going to have it every night. You're not going to be the most dominant player that you need. So that's why you need Nylander back in there, so that at least, you know, two of them or one and a half of them are going every single night. And so it's just those little things. There's always just something missing here. And it would be nice if they could put it all together for a stretch of three or four games here.
James Duthie is our guest here on First Up. Our keyword for Leafs and Bruins Game 4 tickets is coming up soon. Make sure to stick with us. JD, how surprised would you be if Boston went away from Jeremy Swayman in Game 4?
I'm not going to be surprised, because they've said, you know, what did Jim Montgomery say that they
had? They made their schedule a month ago.
But that to me is the most ludicrous thing ever. Yeah. You can't make a plan in any sport. You can't make a plan a month ago and
say what we're going with.
Say we're going with it no matter what. That's just like, obviously, you know, you make your lines up and what you want them to be in your defense pairings, but if things aren't going right, you switch them in game, you know, after a period or a period and a half. I just think it's lunacy, even though I think they feel like they got bit last year because went away from the rotation, and by the time they got to Game 7 and put Swayman in, it was kind of too late, so they lost that series, and so they're never doing that again. We're sticking to our, you know, maybe Ullmark will be great in Game 4, but I don't know how, in what world, in any sport, do you take a guy out who's completely and utterly dominating the other team for the last year? I mean, we put up a board last night.
The Jays will do it. The Jays would do it.
Sure, the Jays.
Yeah, you're right.
John Schneider and Jim Montgomery, two peas in a pod.
Like the same percentages in his five games against the Leafs, and I'm gonna get these wrong, but it was like 972, 968, 964, 959. Like just lunacy save percentages every time against this team. And, you know, just for that itself, but also the idea that, you know, maybe he's in their heads a little bit is, you know, I think it's absolute lunacy, but they're going to do it. And, I would be surprised, actually, if they go back to Swayman now, because they seem to be sticking to their guns so much.
Well, James, Maple Leaf fans are down bad, some perhaps crying at the gym. So hopefully we'll see if Game 4 can yield a better result. Did you get the
They'll
Taylor Swift
back.
Reference
think,
there?
Like I said, I think
it's not.
It's a weird. Do you guys agree with me, though? Don't you feel like they've played? Like, there's a lot to like in the way they've played. It's just, again, it's one thing that lets them down, either a bad goal or special teams or whatever. And I think that's the frustrating part.
Self-inflicted mistakes have cost them. Yeah. They should be up
and
in
you
this
can't
series,
chase,
but instead they're not.
You know, if they lose this thing, you can't just keep chasing a series. They'll come back and play well in Game 4. I think they'll probably come back and win in Game 4. But now you're back to Boston. And, you know, when you chase a series, eventually you run out of time. So that's the thing.
JD, you're a good man. Thank you for doing this. We'll talk to you again next week.
Wear your luchador mask on the panel next time. Start the movement.
luchador movement. Yes.
I'm definitely not going tarps off on the panel. So.
I don't know. You're jacked, buddy. You're jacked. I don't know why you wouldn't.
See you guys.
See you, pal.
James Duthie potentially showing off that six-pack on the TSN hockey panel on Saturday night. The keyword for Leafs Bruins tickets is coming up shortly, as is Andrew Brewer, former Maple Leafs assistant. We'll get his thoughts on how it went down last night at Scotiabank Arena, the Leafs losing 4-2 to Boston. We'll tell you about the Jays result. We'll tell you about the NFL draft, which goes tonight, plus a couple of wild ones last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well, including the Oilers, a shocking loss to the LA Kings. That's next.